The Jaws of Defeat. Ah, yes. The WJO there with three tracks from their Juno Award-winning album called East Meets West, Connections. Two musician artists from various parts of Canada, one from the east, one from the west, meeting in the middle here to present us with a terrific album from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Oh, we've snuck into the second hour of our program today. It's, let me see, quite, yeah, wow. It's 11:13. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you ever hear me stumbling like this, it's because the clock, if you will, on the computer screen, which is the closest thing that I can look at, is down to what, like 2-point font, and the difference between the threes and the eights and the one or two my aging eyes aren't always immediately apparent. So bear with me there. I'm just trying to get along, as they say. Well, now, this is moving on to a debut album of someone who is being really watched carefully as maybe one of the next ones, if you will, in the jazz trumpet world. His name is Dave Adewumi. He is who was born actually in New Hampshire, but his parents were Nigerian immigrants. I hope that they're safe. Anyhow, and he has really got some neat people playing with him here for his debut. Joel Ross on vibes, Linda Mahan O on bass, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. That's not a bad quartet and not a bad trio to have behind you on your debut album as leader. Purely, he's got a really neat sound, and I think that he could be around. I'm looking forward to hearing more from him now that he's cracked the ice with his maybe I shouldn't use that expression because there's immigrants in his family. Anyhow, from Dave Adewumi called The Flame Beneath the Silence is the title of the album. Going to play three tracks, well, four tracks actually, but two of them are less than a minute long. And it's, the first one's called Breach the Gap, and it's a transition track. And then something called Infinite Loop, which is a little longer, and then Pensive, which is another transition track. And then The Vine is the fourth one. Here from his debut album is trumpeter Dave Adewumi.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter Dave Adewumi from his debut album, and I think that I think he's got he's going to be around a while. I think his debut album very well received, and with some great people behind him who obviously think that he is worth supporting with their skills, and I think you're going to be hearing more from him. That's his first album as leader, and. And it's brought us to almost the halfway point in our program today. It's almost 11:30, and you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Well, I mentioned at the outset about my historical segment, which is coming up right now, and this is my 1300th show. And I've never had a historical segment chosen in quite the way this was. I sort of casually and almost jokingly asked my wife last week who I should have as a historical segment this week. And without batting an eye, she said, Fats Waller. And I said, excuse me? And she said, Fats Waller. So I said, okay. I'll do Fats Waller. And I think it's, after being married a long time, isn't it nice when your wife can still surprise you? And that was certainly the case with her. She's an incredible musician and a pianist. So perhaps the Harlem Stride piano style of Fats Waller is lodged somewhere in her brain and drew his name out very quickly. I don't think I've ever done a historical segment with Fats before, and I'm going to play a set from a compilation called The Very Best of Fats Waller, and it is indeed, there's a lot of tracks. I can't play anywhere near all of them, but I picked out ones largely that are familiar ones for him. Fats Waller was born in 1904, and he died at age 39 in 1943, just way too early. But he was called Fats for a reason. I think he weighed 285 when he died, and he put a lot of alcohol as well as food into his body, and he really was. Did not look after himself well, and I guess the early death shows that. But his style, his bubbling nature just won everybody over. He could make you smile, and hopefully he'll do that when you hear him playing here. The stride piano, which was his trademark, very popular after that. Keep in mind that he died in 43, so that what you're hearing is stuff that came from the 30s, largely. And he just had a lot of influence, and he composed a whole large number of songs, very prolific composer as well. And usually he would not get a copyright or anything. He'd sell it to someone for the price of another drink, probably. So a lot of his compositions have other people's names associated with it. But a lot of them have his name. Like you're going to hear Honeysuckle Rose, Ain't Misbehavin', A Handful of Keys, The Joint is Jumpin', Keepin' Out of Mischief Now, The Jitterbug Waltz, I Ain't Got Nobody. Maybe those are tunes that you're familiar with, and maybe you're way too young to have any remembrance or understanding of Fats Waller. He was a really neat guy, and as I say, you will notice if you're not familiar with him, when he sings, he just makes you smile. He is just a bubbly personality, was very, very much liked. There was a little aside. When he died, his funeral was held in a Baptist church in Harlem, and there were over 4,000 people jammed into the church, and the eulogist said, well, good old Fats, he always played to a full house. Here's Fats Waller for my historical segment today, playing a set from a compilation called The Very Best Of, and starting with one of his absolute best-known pieces. Here's Fats. ¶¶
talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Thank you.
Along old Harlem Way, that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Coming cats and check your hats, I mean this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. heart is jumping. It's really jumping. Every Moses on his toes, I mean this joint is jumping. Uh-huh. No time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Get the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen. Get your pig feet bare and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.